The police reporter. Police reporter brings you another true murder mystery.
On June 29, 1915, Vienna, Austria was still a city of lights and gaiety. In the suburbs of this lovely European capital, there lived what appeared to be a happy family. Rudolf Falk, a retired businessman, Mrs. Falk, and a brilliant young medical student, Anton Herzog. Rudolf Falk believed such young men should be encouraged, so he helped Anton over the rough spots by giving the student free board and lodging. It was a hot June night, and Mr. Falk had gone to his room while Mrs. Falk stayed downstairs to read. At about midnight, she decided to go to bed. As she passed Mr. Falk's room, she noticed the light still burning, so she stopped.
Rudolf? Rudolf, are you awake? Rudolf! Oh, you men... Oh, just as I thought. Asleep in your chair. Aren't you ashamed? Rudolf, go to bed. Oh, what's the matter? Why, Rudolf, you're sick. Oh, I'll get the doctor right away. Oh, Anton, is that you?
Yes, Frau Falk. I just came home.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, what's the matter, Frau Falk? Something wrong?
Oh, it's Rudolf. I think he's had a heart attack.
Well, call Dr. Reiter. And in the meantime, I'll give him a stimulant.
Oh, hurry, hurry.
Wait till I run up to my room and get my hypodermic and some strychnine. Get the doctor right away.
Oh, I will. I will. Oh, quick, Anton. Do what you can.
Don't worry, Frau Falk. I think we can save him.
By the time Dr. Reiter arrived, Rudolf Falk was dead. He had rallied slightly after Herzog's injection, then collapsed and died. In Vienna, sudden or unexpected death must always be certified to by the coroner. This gentleman made his examination and pronounced it a death from heart failure. Inspector Vorst of the Vienna police had been present and watched the whole proceeding. And when the coroner left, he stayed behind.
Frau Falk, I'm Inspector Vorst from the police. There are some things here that are not quite clear to me.
If I can be of any help, don't hesitate to ask me.
Thank you. When you found Herr Falk, didn't it strike you as strange that he should be wearing his bathrobe?
Oh, yes, it did. Especially his heavy woolen one. All day he'd been complaining about the heat. You know, his heart trouble made him suffer more than ordinary people.
That's what's been running through my mind. Your husband wasn't crippled in any way, was he?
Oh, no. Why do you ask?
Look at the way that bathrobe is buttoned. Does it look right to you?
Why, no. It's buttoned the wrong way.
Exactly.
Rudolf never buttoned his clothes that way. I wonder how that could have happened.
So do I, Frau Falk.
Strange, isn't it?
Yes, it's so strange that I shall have to have his death certificate held up until this has been investigated.
Is there anything else?
Not just now. If you don't mind leaving us, I'd like to ask the doctor and young Herzog a few questions.
You mean you want me to go?
If you don't mind.
Oh, not at all. Excuse me.
Well, Herzog, what do you know about this?
You heard what I told the coroner, didn't you?
About being at a party all evening and not getting home until midnight? Yes.
Well, that's it.
You've nothing to add to that?
Nothing.
Dr. Reiter.
Yes, Inspector?
If you found a man suffering from a heart attack, what would you do?
Give him an injection of strychnine.
And that's just what I did.
Yeah, I know. You told us that. When was the last time that you saw Herr Falk alive, Doctor?
When I left here about 10 o'clock this evening.
Now, where did you go when you left?
I went for a walk. I got home about 10 minutes before Frau Falk telephoned.
Do you come here often?
About once each day. Besides being my patient, Herr Falk was an old and dear friend.
How was he feeling when you left this evening?
Very lively. In fact, too lively. That's why I left.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we had quite a heated argument.
About what?
Old coins. We are both ardent collectors of old coins.
Mm. And how was Herr Falk dressed when you left his house?
He'd been suffering from the heat all day, so he'd put on his pajamas.
And his bathrobe?
No, just his pajamas.
Did you button or unbutton the bathrobe when you examined him?
It wasn't necessary. As soon as I saw him, I realized he was dead.
And what did you think had caused his death?
A bad heart attack.
That's all that you have to tell me?
Why do you ask all these questions? Is there something wrong?
I feel there are a lot of things wrong. Herr Falk's death is very suspicious to me, and I'm going to continue this investigation.
And Inspector Vorst did investigate. He called an ambulance and had the body taken to Professor Hermann G. Jeserich, a scientist at the University of Vienna.
Professor Jeserich, I hate to bother you so late at night, but I feel that this is important. Herr Rudolf Falk died tonight under what I consider suspicious circumstances, and I'd like to have you make an immediate autopsy.
You think he was murdered?
I don't know. That's what I want you to find out.
Where's the body?
Outside in an ambulance.
Have it taken to my laboratory.
At once, Professor.
What about the room where he died? Did you find anything there?
Nothing of any value.
You police never half look.
Oh, but there wasn't anything to be seen.
Oh, not with the naked eye, perhaps. But the microscope finds things the eyes cannot see, you know.
Well, what do you want done?
Well, have a man go over Herr Falk's room with an empty vacuum cleaner and bring me the dust he picks up.
I'll have it done right away.
Is the dead man still wearing the same clothes he had on when he was found?
I brought him exactly as his wife discovered him.
Then we can get to work.
I believe in thoroughness, Professor. But is all of this microscope business necessary?
You know I'm interested in the scientific detection of crime, and you must let me do this in my own way.
Well, that's all right with me. But I would like an immediate autopsy on Herr Falk's body.
You shall have it. I'll get to work immediately, and by noon tomorrow, I'll give you a detailed report.
And while the professor worked untiringly all night examining the body and clothes of the dead man and giving a microscopic scrutiny to the dust from the room, Inspector Vorst had also been busy. Several detectives had been sent out to pick up whatever information they could about the principals involved in this puzzling case. Promptly at noon, the professor came into Inspector Vorst's office.
Well, Professor, what did you learn?
Quite a lot. There was a constriction around his heart that would have taken a month to develop naturally, and he would have been ill all the while.
Yes, but he wasn't. He's been feeling fine.
Then his condition was caused by a poison that brought it on artificially.
Did you find the poison?
No.
Well, then how do you know he's been poisoned?
By his condition.
Is there a poison that would cause such a condition?
Yes, there is. The poison of a certain African scorpion.
Oh, come now, Professor. This is getting fantastic.
And I have definite proof that there was such a scorpion in the room.
What?
Yes. There were two of the insect's bristles among the dust in that vacuum cleaner. And there were definite traces of scorpion poisoning on the sleeve of Herr Falk's bathrobe.
Then he was murdered.
Not necessarily, no.
Well, how could anyone be killed accidentally by a scorpion here in Vienna?
It is possible, although I don't think this particular death was accidental. There are too many things that point to murder.
Well, both young Herzog and Dr. Reichter are in positions where they could obtain scorpions. The thing we must discover is which one did buy such an insect.
That's simple enough. Get the names of all the purchasers of scorpions. These little beasts can only be bought by accredited students and men of science, and even they must sign for them. There are only two places in the whole of Vienna that handle them. It should be a simple matter to investigate, yes.
An excellent thought, Professor. Then at least we'll know if either of our suspects has purchased such an insect during the past month. Whoever has will have to account for it. Excuse me.
What are you going to do, huh?
I'm going to get the information. Hello. Give me Grossman's office. Hello, Grossman. Vorst talking. Send men out to dealers and scorpions and get their list of purchasers for the past month. Let me know immediately if Anton Herzog or Dr. Reichter's name are on either of these lists. That's all, but work fast.
And now I suppose we sit and wait,
No, I have Exhibit A and B waiting to be questioned.
Oh, where are they?
In the next room.
Well, we'll have the doctor in first, eh?
Yes, I found a lot of interesting information about that gentleman. I'll call him. Well, Dr. Reichter. Will you step in here, please?
Why, certainly.
Sit down, Doctor. Well, we found that Herr Falk did not die of heart failure in the ordinary sense. His heart failure was induced by a powerful poison.
What?
Yes. So I'm compelled to investigate. Doctor, have you ever seen this tray full of coins before?
Why, I know those coins as well as my own collection. It's part of Rudolf Falk's.
Our old coin expert found them in your cabinet.
In my cabinet?
Yes. Do you know how they could have gotten there?
Why, I haven't the least idea. It's all very odd.
It isn't possible that you might have, taken them?
Why should I? If you look in Rudolf Falk's will, you will find that he left his coin collection to me. So why should I steal them?
Now, we've looked, and that's one point that's been bothering me.
Now, is there anything else?
Yes. How many pair of rubber gloves have you?
Only one. They're hard to procure since the war started.
And where are they?
Well, they've been in my office, but they're not there now.
They might have been in your office, but you're right. They're not there now.
And why are my rubber gloves important to this case, may I ask, sir?
Because whoever buttoned Herr Falk's bathrobe wore rubber gloves, and yours seems to be missing.
Well,
might I suggest that all this evidence tends to prove that the old gentleman's death was murder? But in my mind, it also proves that the doctor isn't the guilty man. He's too intelligent to make such stupid blunders. Someone has been trying to throw suspicion on the doctor.
Yeah, perhaps. We'll see what Herzog has to say. Oh, Herzog.
Yes?
Come in here, please. Sit down.
Thanks.
So you were at a party on the night that Rudolf Falk, shall we say, died?
Yes.
And you didn't leave all evening?
No.
Well, we've discovered that this isn't true. You were gone almost the whole time between 10 and 11.
Who said that?
Your host.
He's mistaken.
He doesn't seem to think so. Herr Falk was very fond of you, wasn't he?
Yes.
So fond that he left you quite a sum in his will.
That's true. What of it?
You could use that money, couldn't you?
Are you suggesting that I killed him for money?
I'm not suggesting. I'm just trying to prove it.
Well, it's not true. You've got the wrong man. Why do you keep hounding me? Why not investigate Dr. Reichter?
We have been investigating both of you. And that telephone may tell us who is guilty. Hello? Yes? Yes, Grossman? Yeah, that's all. Thanks. Anton Herzog, it becomes my duty to arrest you for the murder of Rudolf Falk.
You're making a terrible mistake, Inspector.
I don't think so. You were the one who made the mistake when you purchased an African scorpion 2 weeks ago. My evidence is now complete. I shall have no difficulty in convicting you.
When the chains of evidence had finally been welded together and Anton Herzog could no longer deny his guilt, he confessed and threw himself on the mercy of the court. The jury, however, found him guilty and he was executed. So, a master of the art of murder was caught by a master of science.
You have just heard a dramatization of a true story in a series collected from the police and newspaper records of the world and brought to you by the Police Reporter. This is a Radio Release production.